Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
I'm, of course, the one, the only Mark Unger.
Nobody really cares.
That's right.
That's the bad part.
Nobody really cares.
Joining me is always the lovely and charming Diane Brierley. And the incredible Ross Allen Skrzydlewski.
Yeah, you got to lighten up a little bit to get along in this world.
That's right, Ross.
I can't.
Engineering the show as always, twisting buttons, pushing knobs, and trying to stay awake during the show with very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray, engineer extraordinaire, making sure that we can be seen and heard all across the world via the internet. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas. You can email to us at radio@markunger.com. This is how the show works. You get to send us an email about anything. Be totally anonymous. Nobody knows who you are. Okay? In return, we are brutally honest. So if you feel we're being a little rough, keep in mind we don't know who you are. And really, for the most part, it's really not about you.
It's about the thought.
It's reacting to a thought. If we think it's a bad thought, we go all psycho on it. It's because we're talking to millions of people who have the same thought. There is nothing new, the Bible says, under the sun. Everybody thinks their situation is unique and unusual. But it's not. But they all think it is. You know, it is what it is. Anyway, we are, for those of you who are close followers of the program, are testing today. Testing one, two, three. Testing our new site that you can go to at markungershow.com. At the top of the button, at the top, you'll see a button that says watch now. If you push that, you can watch us right now and see us live and hear us as well. There's also a new chat room on there, which is kind of cool.
It's not working for me, though.
It's not working for you?
I signed in, and now I just have a big white square.
Type, and then hit return, and it'll show what you actually typed. Oh, I'm
type
sorry, a big white square there.
Once again, not listening, Diane. Always trying to
refresh it.
Stupid.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Refresh.
Rectangle.
Can you say
at the
it again?
Bottom.
Three words that I just love to hear.
Did it work?
I am sorry.
Did it work when you refreshed it?
Yes, it did.
Well, there you go. Which is a
Hey, come on now. Easy with the monkey comments.
People.
Type monkey.
Now, by the way, what you just saw there is the kind of frustration people have when they go to a site like ours or any other site. They'll call, they'll write, yes. They'll send letters. It's not working. Just push.
Refresh does a lot, people. You have no idea.
Just push refresh and you'll find it live. Oh, now it's working. Yes, that's all you really needed to do in the first place. So,
I like the reset button.
Yes. So check that out. And then starting tomorrow, the show will be shown on this site and broadcast every other hour, 24/7. Well, not 24/7. 24 hours, 24/5.
It's like 7 times in 24 hours.
No. 24/5, in other words. 24 hours for 5 days.
5 days. 24/7, 365, seven days in a week.
24/7 means every single day, all day long.
Yeah. So 24/5
means Monday through Friday.
Okay, yes, that's right. But no, but you're not running it past like 10 o'clock at night is the last time we're running it, right?
No.
You're running it all the way through the overnight and everything.
So for those who follow the program, you should be able to stream it at any time, every other hour. So if you're listening at 10, It'd also be on at noon and at 2 and at 4 and at 6 and at 8 and on all night long, all through the morning. Great for people on the other side of the world. If you're listening to it on an odd hour, obviously 11 and 1 and 3 and 5 and on. So every other hour, 24 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Although I presume we're just going to stop running it for the weekends, Timmy, or Monday through Friday, unless we want a best of or something that we just want to let run through the weekend. Anyway, right now it's Monday through Friday is really the plan. So, and then, so you'll be able to do it that way. Also, you can stream it on your phone.
That was nice.
The phone. It actually works really well.
Yes, it does.
Oh, I didn't even try it yet.
Yeah, try it.
I need to try it on you my can try phone. It right now.
Everyone, take your iPhone.
You're not sure if it works with live?
Oh,
it really? Might not be working today.
Oh. Mark Ooh. Gunger Show.
Everybody's trying it on their phones.
I'm trying it right now. And I see... What do I see? I see nothing.
I see nothing.
I see nothing. I see nothing. I see nothing. It's nothing at all. Yeah, I may not be working. But it will start tomorrow. We can actually see it on the phone as well. The test earlier last week worked fabulously. So that'll all be running tomorrow. So starting tomorrow, every other hour, all night long. So if you miss it, you want to catch it late, you can turn on at any time on that odd hour time, and that little timer will jump down. And you can jump in on the chat at any time. Mm-hmm. Those of you who live in other countries, and there's lots of you who listen to the program, you can translate the... the chat room into your language. Although someone was bemoaning that there is no Klingon.
Klingon language.
Yeah, Klingon language. Very, very disappointing. But Afrikaans and German and French and Portuguese and whatever. It's like a zillion different languages. Pretty interesting. So, and the advantage of that is even though someone might understand English, it's harder for them to
write in.
It's the easiest thing in the world to do is to understand a language. The hardest would be to start to speak it. You know, same with children. Children start understanding you right away, and it takes them a while to get the phrasing before they start talking it. Mm-hmm. And then the last one is writing it. So that even though they might understand English and listening to the show, and they'd like to communicate, you just translate it into your language, and it'll automatically translate anybody's input from any language around the world, and everyone can talk to each other.
That's cool.
Which is very, very cool. So nice. Those of you who want to listen to the chat in Russian this morning.
Read the chat in Russian, you mean?
Yes. I don't know if they can type Russian. Anyway, so there you go. So we got that. So we're kind of excited about it. So we're very, very close to getting everything running full blast. So we've been working at this for...
A long time.
But we're almost there. And then, then we'll be announcing when we start actually going on Dish Network and all these other things so people can actually start watching us on their television sets. And away we go. So it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
We're kind of in a fun mode right now as we grow the program and get to a bigger audience. So there you have it. All right. That's all I got to say for that. What do you got today?
Okay. A little article that one of the listeners sent in. 8 Lies That Destroy Marriage. Now, some of the little explanations that go along with this got a little on the spiritual side, but I still think the points are great. So, 8 Lies That Destroy Marriage. All right. Lie number 1, my happiness is the most important thing about my marriage.
Oh, my goodness. Is that a bunch of horse manure?
Countless numbers of people have justified breaking up their marriages by saying, I have to do this. God just wants me to be happy. According to God's word, a spouse's individual happiness is not the purpose of marriage.
It's exactly right. Mm-hmm. You're not. Oh, by the way, did you catch me on TBN? Did you see me on TBN?
No, I didn't. I don't have TBN.
Countless times.
It's hilarious. I was watching it again last night for the third time. Diane has no sense of humor.
Oh, I do too.
She had no sense of humor.
Why did you introduce her as the maid again?
No, she was watching it. She wasn't laughing.
Sorry,
my wife's sitting there doing nothing.
I wasn't. I was working.
Working. You slacker.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's if you haven't seen it, you can go to Facebook. There's a link on there somewhere on my Facebook page. You can go. Problem is, it's like 46 minutes in.
Can you fast forward?
Actually, as far as I can tell, it actually downloads the thing. So if you got a slow download, so you might, if you actually want to see it, you have to.
hit play, go away for 45 minutes and do something, and come back.
That's really true.
Ross, so, I sent him a text and asked him, how much speed did you take prior to the taping? He was a little tightly wound.
It was awesome, man.
It was. It was good. It was good. He was just loud.
Loud?
He slid into his
black persona. I was not that loud.
Persona.
I do go into my black persona when I go, because the audience is all
black. He's always loud when he's there.
I know. Is there something about that place? There's something about when he sits on that couch with the...
He just feeds into the whole TBN kind of, you know, life.
It's a little crazy, but it's good. We got a lot of feedback on it.
Yeah.
Much more than any other time you've been on.
Anyway, I talked about the fact that this point number one, that God, marriage isn't about making you happy. Mm. Anyway, okay.
Every marriage knows unhappiness. Every marriage knows conflict. Every marriage knows difficulty, but everyone can be joyful in their marriage by focusing on God's purposes and his glory instead of their individual happiness. Lie number two.
It's true.
If I don't love my spouse any longer, I should get a divorce.
Uh-huh. That's a lie.
I ain't got nothing to say about that one. This is stupid. Lie number three.
Well, the point is that those feelings come and go.
Yes.
What people consider the feelings of love.
That rush, that mad passion of the early days.
Oh, my gosh, but that always comes and goes.
You can marry 12 people, and it's going to come and go every single time.
It's true. So, but don't go out there and marry 12 people. Check that out.
No.
All right.
Lie number three, my private immorality does not affect my marriage. A lot of people think I can view pornography in the privacy of my home. It's just me and my magazine or computer. It doesn't affect my marriage, but oneness in marriage is hijacked by sexual immorality. If you take your emotional and sexual energy and spend it on someone else, there will be nothing left for your spouse.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Lie number four, my sin or my spouse's sin is so bad that I need to get a divorce. The truth is, God can fix our failures, any failure. The Bible says to forgive one another just as God in Christ has forgiven us.
The program is produced and sponsored by you.
Oops, what happened there?
You were playing with TBN?
Oh, it came on. I was trying to find it. All right, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was trying to follow
it. It didn't take 45 minutes.
That took forever. No, that's just the beginning.
Oh.
Now you can't fast forward to the...
Where you're at?
Yeah, anyway. Sorry about that.
When there is sin, even sexual sin, we should seek to redeem the marriage and so illustrate the unfathomable forgiveness of God.
All right. That's true.
Lie number five.
And there's something about that as well. You know, while one can argue that, for example, let's say an affair happened, that you have the right to walk away because Jesus said, you know, for sexual unfaithfulness, even in that, you still have to forgive them.
Yes.
There's no way you get around the forgiveness thing.
No.
Okay?
You have to forgive.
You have to forgive. So when you consider that, why not forgive them and try and save the marriage? Mm-hmm. But
and they note that nowhere in that passage does God demand that you divorce the person. It's just allowable.
Yeah.
So if you can save it, save it.
So.
Lie number five, I married the wrong person.
Right. They all should have married me.
That would make you a polygamist, I think. Many people have told me, for example, that they are free
to
divorce.
I had the creepiest, the creepiest thing. This lady comes up to me at a conference we just had in Temecula, which we had a blast, by the way, in California. We had so much fun. And I should talk about the trip. We'll come back from the break here. But this lady comes up, her husband right next to her. And she says to me, I've never had this in all the years I've done this. Lady comes up and she goes, I wish you and I were both single.
Could you feel the same sentiments though? I mean, was
no.
Truly, she doesn't know you.
I'm like,
that's kind of weird.
And I look up, and her husband said right there. Like, that's you said that in front of your husband. I wish you and I were both single. Well, first of all, if I was, I'd be hanging with you. You're a nice lady, but she wasn't my type or anything.
Clearly, she doesn't.
But what a bizarre thing to say.
That's very weird.
That's very just.
Oh my
especially
gosh.
To somebody that you don't know.
You don't know.
That was very weird.
It was
did you kind of cough and sputter and?
It kind of caught me a little because you know.
How do you respond?
You think you've heard it all, and all of a sudden you're like.
It would be like deer in the headlights for me. Excuse me.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! I could see a single lady, and even that would be weird. A single lady coming up and saying, I wish you were single too.
Yeah, but if Angelina Jolie came up to you and said, you know what, I wish you and I were single, you'd be like, yeah, me too, baby.
Well, if Angelina ever does that, I'll let you know how that pans out.
She might be hell to live with, and you'd be sorry.
No, just...
Okay, just many
teasing.
People
just
have,
teasing, folks.
Many
all right,
people have said that they are free to divorce because they married an unbeliever. I thought that he or she would become a Christian, but it didn't happen. We need to divorce. They recall that they knew it was a mistake, but they married anyway, hoping that it would work out. Others claim they just married someone who wasn't such a good match, someone who wasn't a true soulmate. A wrong start in marriage does not justify another wrong step.
I agree.
I agree, too.
And the Bible says as long as the unbeliever is willing to live with you, you should mm-hmm. stay with them. So again, it's in total, complete violation of
yes.
the scripture.
Yep.
But people violate the scriptures all the time.
Yep. They buy the lie. Lie right. number six. My spouse and I are incompatible.
We're all incompatible.
Yes. He says not a lot of husbands and wives
are incompatible.
Truly compatible. Lie number seven. Breaking the marriage covenant won't hurt me or my children.
That's
the lie.
That's a big lie.
When divorce enters a family, there are always scars. Many consequences of divorce never go away. True. Very true. And lie number eight. There is no hope for my marriage. It can't be fixed. God does the seemingly impossible. He just needs two willing parties. God knows how to get us out of the messes we get ourselves into.
You know, I've heard Christian women who are very spiritual talk about, you know, God can do anything. Oh, I can do all things through Christ. Anything's impossible. And then when it comes to their marriage,
can't save my marriage.
God can't do it. There's no hope.
No.
What do you mean there's no hope? I believe God can do anything.
Mm-hmm. He says it takes two willing parties. I don't even agree with that. I think that if there's one person can save a marriage.
You know, Larry Bellotta, mm-hmm. the creator of the Flag Page, has always said that.
Mm-hmm.
It takes one person to have a good marriage.
I believe that.
I believe it.
Isn't that weird?
Yep.
Anyway, whether you believe it or not, certainly the answer is not to just divorce.
No.
You know, people just divorce and start over again as if it's easier, but yet the statistics for the second divorce are higher than the first one.
Yep.
And the third one's even higher than that one.
Just, there is no just start over and have it be easy.
It spirals out of control. All right, we'll come back after our first break here, and now I want to give you a little update on the trip that we just did. We'll do that right after this.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
You remember that ball game we went to a couple years ago?
Sure.
And how you didn't have enough cash for two hot dogs, so you walked with me on your shoulders until we found an ATM? And then when we got back to our seats, we never saw the hot dog guy again.
Well, I don't remember all that.
Yeah, that was an awesome game.
You never know which moments will be the ones they'll remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men are more interested in sex than their wives. Why would you say that? Because generally it's true, but it's not always true. There are a lot of relationships where the wife is much more interested in sex than her husband. If you're here tonight and your wife is much more interested in sex than you are, I think I speak for all the men here when I say that we hate you.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America are pleased to present this much-anticipated DVD set, Singles and Stinking Thinking, A Clear Path to Marriage. This four-disc set gives practical and straightforward advice that singles need to hear when it comes to dating and marriage and making the right decision. Taught from a definite Christian worldview, Mark challenges the over-spiritualized, over-romanticized expectations that fill the heads of so many singles. More than 4 hours of teaching, this series includes sessions on finding a spouse, the do's and don'ts of dating, and sex makes you stupid, and so much more. This DVD is for all singles from age 16 to 90 with an eye toward marriage. Parents, if you are looking for a resource that is packed full of biblical wisdom to help instruct your son and daughter on a path towards a successful married future, this is the DVD set for you. Order your copy now at laughyourway.com or call 1-866-525-2844. That's laughyourway.com.
And I remember meeting you, discovering love.
You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show. Only you two can argue in silence.
I'm not arguing. I'm pointing some things out here as we go forward.
They're arguing before the microphones come on. Then when the microphones come on, you're still using sign language going at it. Couple of cycles.
Deep and wide, Mark is white. We're kind of talking about the colors, you know, as we're going into this whole video thing, you know, what you should wear. And I'm saying black is not good because if you're wearing black, you become as wide as the chair. And she's like, well, what about Mark? And I said, he's already as wide as the chair.
I hate you. Don't encourage him.
But you told me last week that black is minimizing. So I was going
slimming,
for the minimizing.
Black.
I was going for the minimizing.
You're beautiful.
If I turn the chair.
You're beautiful. Don't listen to him. He's an idiot.
See, I show up against that chair. I don't look as wide as the chair. There. See, if I turn it
there
like that.
Go.
There. I just have to sit sideways on the chair.
You were fine. Don't listen to him.
Oh,
you listen to the Mark Gunger Show. Hey, by the way, this last week, I took some extra time off. Which was good for my wife, Debbie, just finished her chemotherapy and has like 2 weeks before she starts her radiation. I thought, you know what? This has been it's been going on since September and it's been rough. And so we're just going to go and just have some time off while we're working at the same time. So anyway, it was fun. We stopped in Las Vegas on the way out to LA last week to be on TBN. And so we came into Las Vegas and stayed at the Aria Hotel in some fancy hotel and ate at some fancy restaurant. And it was just a blast. We had a great time. It was really, really fun. Splurging. We were splurging. Mm-hmm. Splurging in Vegas. Then we went on to L.A. and had really a lot of fun with those guys. And Matt Crouch, we go to dinner afterwards. Boy, he was really amped up. You think I was amped up? You should have seen him.
Is he like that all the time, or was that just a byproduct of you?
I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Feeds he was off just... of your energy.
Mm-hmm.
So we had fun doing that. Then we went down to Temecula and had a great time there. But and usually right after the event, we hop in the airplane and we are flying home. I mean, most of the time we're eating lunch. Subway. Our routine is we finish the event, pack everything up, drive through Subway, sandwiches in hand, hop on the plane, take off, get to altitude, and eat our sandwiches and pass out. And well, Craig watches the autopilot, and then eventually get home. So it was nice. We just stayed there and just hanging out in Temecula.
It looked nice.
Beautiful.
The pictures you put,
goodness gracious.
It looked like you had a great time.
It was like 80s, the weather, which was unusual for them this time of year. It was like a summer day.
Mm-hmm.
So then we went out to the ocean the next day, and it was so nice. And then flew home yesterday in beautiful weather all the way from California to Green Bay. Smooth air and stuff. It was wonderful. We just had a great time. Anyway, I was glad to be home. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. So, all right, that's our update.
Okay, here's a pretty serious email. We've never had this before. She says...
Does it have to do with nudists?
No.
Dating people who are nudists.
No, it does not.
Okay.
No, because we've had that one
before.
She says, I'm 25 and have been married since I was 19. My husband and I have been trying to have a child for about 3 years now, unsuccessfully. The doctors figured that some of his sports accidents might be the root of the problem. I've wanted kids so badly that it's been a strain on the marriage. We recently started looking into adoption and such. But about 2 months ago, I got raped walking home from work. After I was released from the hospital, my husband wouldn't even kiss me until recently. But a couple of days ago, I found out that I'm pregnant.
Yep.
Wow.
My husband was outraged and insisted that I abort the baby. I refused, and now he thinks that I staged the rape so that I could get pregnant. Otherwise,
how
he
does
says,
somebody stage
that is
a
dangerous
rape?
Place to
well,
be.
He says otherwise, if that wasn't the case, that she'd be willing to get rid of this monster's baby. I don't know what to do, and he won't even sleep in the same room as me because he's sure now that I willingly cheated on him. I wish the baby was his and that it wasn't a rape baby, but I believe abortion is wrong in every way. I do want this baby. What am I supposed to do?
I wouldn't abort the baby. I think, why kill the baby? Why did it have to do with anything? It's not the baby's fault. You guys need some serious counseling, though.
Indeed.
It's a very, very serious situation.
Way beyond the skill of this program. Mm-hmm. That is different. Mm-hmm. Wow.
But you know who else is a rape baby? Is Pam Stenzel.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. She was a rape baby.
She was a rape baby, and her mother kept her and then gave her up for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, are we early on the time there?
Yeah, it's on. Yep. That was early. A little early.
It's all right.
Timmy, Mr. John Allen.
Timmy, can't tell the time. All right. That's all right. Also, I thought, wow, that was quick. So Pam Stennis was a rape baby.
Yes. Yep. Her mother was raped, and she kept her. I mean, she kept the pregnancy, but then gave her up for adoption.
You know what? You might want to Google stories like that, and it'd be maybe fascinating to find out how many. Your mic's still on there, Tim.
We can hear you. Just we can. Okay.
Well, shut it off.
We don't want to hear you either.
It would be interesting to Google stories like that and find out who else. There might be some really famous people who are like that.
Yep.
That have fabulous lives, and then let him see some of that.
Yeah.
Is that an option for this couple, though? I mean, if it's that destructive, I mean, I realize there's a lot of things to overcome here, but is adoption an option for even them to give the baby up for an adoption? But I know that's a serious sacrifice on the side of the mother then. I would say no, but I'm just curious.
Oh, they
it's
can
an
do
option.
It. Sure, it's an option. They can do whatever they want. I'm just saying, why don't you do a Google search of, well, what would it be on a rape babies? What do you, people who've been raped or?
Pregnancy from rape? Or I mean, you could try all sorts of different things,
I
guess.
You know, sweetie, I would try and find some success stories like Pam that we're talking about, who speaks all over the world, speaking into people's lives and helping young people today. And find some, you know, there might be
even things online. You can, you know, I just typed in real quick, who is a child of rape? And they have, you know, things online.
Oh, they do.
How to raise children.
Does it have any famous names on there?
See, during the break, if you can find any.
It would be interesting to look some of that stuff up, because that might be helpful to him, to see people who were from the worst of circumstances but turned out to be very successful people and had a great impact on many, many people's lives. So it's not the end of the world. You know, I mean, that's weird. You're really trying to have a baby. You can't have a baby. Also, you get raped, and now you have a... Yeah, that's... You know,
that's freaky.
But you're going to need some. He's going to need some counseling. Serious counseling.
Well, I've heard that it's hard for husbands when that happens.
Just your wife getting raped.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And how's she handling all that? We didn't even talk about what's happening inside her head with that. But you guys really need to go get some real professional help.
We know you like listening to The Mark Gunger Show, but if you also enjoy listening to other programs like Family Life, Focus on the Family, or The Debbie Chavez Show, you should check out Zubio's personalized listening software. Zubio organizes your favorite shows into personalized listening channels, which you can listen to on your computer, MP3 player, or smartphone. Listening to your channel couldn't be any simpler. Just touch Play All, and the day's best shows play one after another. Perfect for listening while driving, working, or exercising. It's the easiest way to listen to multiple shows. Create your own personalized listening channel by going to www.zubeo.com. That's Zubeo.com.
It's here, finally. For years, Mark Gunger has been asked to create a product for teenagers, and the time is now. Sex, Dating, and Relating is the newest product brought to you by Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America. In this 4-disc DVD set, Mark covers the topics of sex, dating, and relating in a straightforward and relevant way that teens will sit up and pay attention to.
And there's that one special cosmic being out there just for you. No, there's not. Okay? It is a bunch of hooey.
In partnership with national abstinence speaker Pam Stenzel, Mark and Pam tackle the topic of sex in a real way. Honest and to the point. Not just telling our teens what not to do, but why they should wait for marriage.
Students, you have a 4 times greater risk of contracting a disease today than you ever have of being pregnant. Pregnant teen girls in your state today are carrying, on average, average 2.3 sexually transmitted diseases.
Sex, dating, and relating is perfect for parents and teens to watch together, for youth groups and school groups. It's all the information you wish you would have heard when you were young. Make sure your teenager gets this information before it's too late. To order your copy, visit us online today at laughyourway.com. Sex, dating, and relating. Give this gift of knowledge to your teen today.
I feel good. You're on the Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships. And, you know, now, we don't know this lady.
We hate to assume.
Yeah, we hate to assume.
It's just about a thought, not about the person.
No, but I mean, it is not beyond, I'm not saying for her.
Right.
But people have been known to do crazy things.
It is not beyond the realm of possibility that someone would, in fact, be so desperate for a child that they would go out and just have sex with some guy and then claim they were raped.
Mm-hmm. Not saying that that's what happened with you, honey.
Warranting the question that you had. Are there legal, you know?
I mean, did they call the cops? Are they, you know?
Did they find him? Are you pressing
the guy? Are you pressing charges against the guy? Where did it happen? You know, maybe the husband has some legit, you know, you need to really show him, you know, what happened.
Because if she's not willing to go,
but I'm just, you know, we don't know that's her, but I'm just saying there are people like that. They're just so desperate.
Well, there are people that would do anything. Yeah.
And you know, I was going to say to her before I heard the rest of the story, you know, I want a baby so bad. Mm-hmm. We're talking about people like that. Mm-hmm. What should I do? You know what you need to do? You just need to let it go. Yeah.
Yes.
You need to die to yourself.
Right.
When you want something so badly, it changes the focus of your life. Mm-hmm. It's out of whack. I don't care if it's a child. I don't care if it's a job, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Some people want things so bad. Of course, a child seems it's such a holy and righteous thing, and God wants me to have a child. But when you get something, you want something so badly, you're depressed and you can't function and stuff.
It consumes your whole life.
Consumes your life. You're in a bad place.
Yeah.
So there might be people listening right now that's, oh, yeah, I'm so depressed. I don't know. I got to have a baby. And you're tearing your marriage apart. Stop it.
That's right.
Well, and it's only in situations like that you do crazy things like going out and getting pregnant.
Well, not only crazy things, but you also do more to potentially go against your abilities to conceive because that on your body, the emotional stress, the anxiety actually
keeps you from
getting pregnant.
Yeah. Oftentimes, and what's really funny is how many people will adopt. And then all of a sudden, they get pregnant.
Oh,
it happens
lots
a
of people.
Lot.
Yes. Yep.
Because they're just so stressed out, they can't get pregnant. Then once they get the baby, they finally get what they want. Now they can relax because they adopted a baby, and boom, she's pregnant.
Yep.
You know.
Just because you calm down.
Here's the thing. From a Christian worldview, you need to surrender everything to God. Mm-hmm. You can't have something that's so important to God, you can't be happy. Mm-hmm. If you have something that you need so badly, you can't be happy, you're in a bad place.
Yes.
It can be that way with a husband.
Mm-hmm.
My marriage is stubborn. I just can't serve Jesus. I'm so miserable. I'm going to hell because my marriage is stubborn. You need to repent.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm married to a jerk. Okay. So?
But you got to be happy anyway.
Move on.
Same thing with your job like you had mentioned too.
Oh, there's a million versions of this, people. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I was going to say to her until you got to that wow ending was stop. Let it go. You will not die if you don't have a baby. There are other options. Mm-hmm. You can adopt. You can do all kinds of, well, I don't want to, you know, whatever it is. Whatever you need so badly that it sucks the life out of you, you have got to get rid of it. And I encourage people that are miserable like that, what they ought to do is sit down with a piece of paper and write down all the stuff they really, really want out of life that they need to have, then put it in a shoebox, take a shovel, go outside, bring some friends, dig a hole, bury that thing, and have a funeral. You need to die. Just let it go. And I know people who've literally done this, and it's been the most joyful turning point in their life.
Liberating.
You have to die. You have to let go. You have to die to yourself. This is the central Christian message. What's amazing? I mean, we were talking about some of the myths that God wants you to be happy.
Mm-hmm. You know, yes.
It's the complete opposite of what Christ actually taught. You need to die to yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, eventually, you can argue that gets you happy, and it does.
Yes, it does.
But not in the way they're thinking. They think they've got to have, you know, I got to have what I want if I'm going to be truly happy. God has to give me what I want. No, no, no. You need to die to yourself.
Sadly, and if you get all of that, you're still not happy.
Look, there's single people right now. They're single who are going through hell because they can't be happy, you know, because they can't find someone to marry. You need to let it go. Let go. Like I said on the TBN program, you need to let go and let God. Mm-hmm. Seriously, because it's out of control.
Learning how to be content
with
where you're at.
But anyway, having said all of that, and I'm not implying to this lady at all, I'm just saying it would not surprise me in the least. That's how crazy people get. That they would want something so badly.
That they would manipulate.
Go to extreme measures.
They would. Yes, go
absolutely.
Out and create a scenario or just have sex with someone, claim rape or something just because they want it so badly. That's an icky thing. But anyway, we're not assuming that for this lady. We're take her at her word that she was, and we feel sad for her that she was raped. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she's got issues that she needs to deal with through that. Mm-hmm. And he does. And we can't help you, clearly.
Wow.
Anyway, wow.
Okay, the next email goes back to the martial arts discussion from last week.
Hi-ya!
Says, Dear Pastor Gunger, I heard your show talking about the martial arts article. I have actually had a similar experience, wondering if you can help. I have recently started training in mixed martial arts. I guess I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is, Ross? Mixed martial arts?
Mixed martial arts? Just like an expression of taekwondo,
like white and black
karate.
Eyes fighting?
Maybe. Maybe.
Different. I think mixed martial arts is just when you see different forms.
Okay, different forms of it. Yeah. Okay.
Little taekwondo, little karate.
He says, so he just started training in this, and then I talked to some people in my church telling them about it, and they didn't like it. They said that there are examples in the Bible of God sending someone to help someone in a physical conflict. So instead of learning self-defense, you're supposed to just let somebody come to your defense. So they told me that if I was on the street and someone wanted to mug or jump me, it would be sinful for me to defend myself because that's not walking in peace and that's not what Jesus would have done. They said either God will send another person to intervene for me or I should pray for the person that is attacking me. I thought this was a ridiculous claim and asked them what they would do if someone broke into their home and tried to hurt their family. Yeah. They responded by saying that if it did happen, the same rule would apply. And if and or my family were to be harmed, it would have been God's will. I continue to give them examples of how there are thousands.
What a stupid thing to say. It's God's will that your family get raped or beat or stabbed to death.
I don't think so.
God's will.
Well, then you shouldn't call the police. God, you shouldn't dial 911.
Yes, people say, well, God, I don't believe in healing. God wants me sick. Well, then let's pray you get sicker. Why are you going to a doctor to get out of the will of God? Taking all that medicine, trying to get
seriously.
If you believe it's the will of God, then just get as sick as you can and die already.
If it's the will
people
of,
are crazy.
They're nuts.
The will of God.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we got people in our church. They pack heat.
Mm-hmm.
What would you
concealed
do? What,
carry.
People say, what do you do if someone comes to your church and starts shooting people? My guess is he won't get very far. But three or four guys can put holes in the guys. So that's not the love of God. You know, we'll figure that out later.
Especially with us doing this radio show and getting out farther and farther. You never know
you
who's going to come to where we are on a Sunday.
Oh, man. Of all the ridiculous nonsense.
So they confused
these people must not believe in the military then.
No, because he said, I gave them examples about Christians that are in the military, CIA, Secret Service, all of that. They replied that Christians should not be in the military because it promotes violence, self-defense, and again,
what
it's
church
not
is
walking
he in.
In
maybe he's a Quaker or something.
Maybe.
There are churches that really believe that.
It's very pacifist.
Yeah. So if you're a karate guy going to a pacifist church,
find
wrong
a new
place
church.
To go. Doesn't that sound something about say something about you?
You better find a new church.
You dork. So I mean, if he's a Quaker or an Amish guy,
there are just some peace loving people.
Oh yeah, and they don't.
And they're not Quakers or Amish. They're just
no. But there are people who are.
Yes.
And if you know, but come on. What kind of church is this where they don't believe in the military?
Oh, my.
I don't know if it's the church or if it was just those people, because I do know some Christians who are very anti-military. very anti-war, very big peace, and I don't know if they'd go so far as to that you don't defend yourself or call 911.
That would be interesting. Same thing, how these very peaceful mm-hmm. people will react if someone's raping their wife.
Mm-hmm. You just stand there and pray, dear God, send somebody?
Or raping their child. You know.
Thank
yeah.
you, Lord. This is your will. Thank you that I get to witness imagine? This. Oh, we're so blessed. Thank you. Word.
Well, anyway, I would like to believe that we can walk in such favor, such evil would not come upon us. That's why we pray every day, mm-hmm. deliver us from evil. So I, you know, I don't know. I would suggest if that's the,
I just find another church.
Yeah. That's our advice, really, guy.
See ya.
Go find another church. Listen, get really skillful in beating the crap out of people and then come work for me.
Mm-hmm. You can be the bodyguard, be the entourage.
You can be the bodyguard.
Like those two big guys Gunger. When we were in Chicago, the big old guys that were twice your size standing there following you all around.
I loved every second of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, what the heck? That's, I just go to a different church.
Mm-hmm. All okay, right. This next email comes from Australia. I was listening to a previous show and Mark said something that kind of bothered me.
Really?
Can't imagine that.
He says, or she says, don't dummy. I know most things he says bother some people.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
You were talking about the woman whose friend let her 17-year-old child stay home alone with her boyfriend, trusting that they wouldn't have sex and blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I really was on the side of you guys, as in, duh, you idiots, don't let them do that. But then Mark said about this friend, to this friend, she screwed up and her kid's going to be screwed up. That's what set off the panic in the writer.
Okay.
She says, my parents are divorced. Her mother is not a believer. I'm condensing all of this. They've allowed her sister, who is 13, to have boyfriends, and another sister, who is 19, to have a boyfriend. She's really worried about her 13-year-old sister having at least three boyfriends she's told them about.
At once?
Simultaneously or one after another, but at 13 to have three already, either way, it's not a good situation. The 19-year-old sister keeps being asked by the mom if she's ready to go on birth control pills and all of that. So her worry is, if my mom's so screwed up and she slept around before she married dad and uh-huh. this adultery and divorce and she's so messed up that she's worried, does that mean that her 13-year-old sister is going to be screwed up?
Or well, she could be.
She's very concerned. And how can she influence the sister and help the situation?
So she's concerned about what I said?
She's
I shouldn't
concerned,
have said it? Or
well,
just,
no, she's concerned that you said the mother's screwed up, the kids are going to be screwed up. So they have a screwed up mother.
Oh, absolutely.
So how does she help her sister not to be so screwed up from the screwed up mother?
Well, you got to talk to her and pray for her and hope that, yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding? You know how many of us have been screwed up because our parents have been screwed up?
Mm-hmm. There's always hope.
Well, you know, you could rebel and turn out normal.
Yes. You could.
There you go. Rebel
See, the
against the insanity.
Be so weird that your kids will rebel and become normal. Okay. Actually, there's some truth to that.
Yes. You can either go along with the crazy bunch or you can
buck the system. Some of us have come from some really dysfunctional
yes.
parents, and then we have rebelled in a good way. Kind of like that post that I said, you know, rebelling against our yes. narcissistic parents.
Yes.
And let's do life right. So, yeah. But you need to get through to your sister. I mean, she's not... Yeah. What you're doing is you're going to try and argue for righteousness and morality in a permissive environment. It still can be done. Mm-hmm. It just makes it harder.
And I would go directly to the sister. I would bypass mother. I don't
oh,
think
absolutely.
That you can try to
oh,
convince
mom.
Mother to parent
no, no,
differently.
No.
I think you need to go straight to the sister. Sisters, even the 19-year-old, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mom's crazy. She's telling you she's going to put you on birth control pills and you're with boyfriends.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk some sense into
yeah,
her.
Yeah, just trying to reason. Mm-hmm. And you know what? And sometimes even weird people like that will admit, all you got to do is say, look, mom is crazy. Yeah. You know she's crazy. Yeah. You know, and I'll bet you the 13-year-old will go, yeah, you're right. You want to be like her?
Right.
And that'll
talk about the baggage.
No, I'm
talk
serious.
About,
it will.
And then they'll go, no, no. Because I'll bet you your 13-year-old doesn't want to be like your mom. That's the one thing. People come from really dysfunctional parents. They don't want to be like their parents. Mm-hmm. What you need to point out to her is you do this, you'll be like mom.
And sometimes just presenting another option.
Listen,
because you don't know that there's something different to live by when this is your normal.
I'm just telling you, most parent kids do not want to be like their parents.
This is true.
Particularly if the parents are psychos. So when you, if there's an, now if your sister really thinks mom is great and everything, that'll be harder for you. But my guess is if you have a dysfunctional mom, you know it, and your sisters know it. And all you got to do is keep saying to them, well, you're not going to go out and have these boys. Listen, you're going to be like mom.
You want to be like her?
You want to turn out like mom? And I mean, really, that sometimes will really shock the snot out of them. No, I don't want to. I'm not going to be like mom. Yes, you will. Because that's what mom did.
And fly right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they can't come. Well, mom says it's okay because they don't want to be like mom. And there really is a point where you start rebelling against what is there. If you start having sex with guys at 13, you're going to turn out just like mom. And that might really, really help her. Mm-hmm. So it can be done, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But is there a truth that screwed up parents turn out screwed up kids? Oh, yes, there is.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thankfully for you that you have your head screwed on straight. Mm-hmm. All right.
Do you want to take a break?
I will. Okay. I will take a break, and we'll be back with our final segment right after this.
Listening to The Mark Gunger Show can drastically reduce your chances of becoming a repeat offender of marital and relational dilemmas in your home. Listen to The Mark Gunger Show Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time at www.markgungershow.com.
1 hour a day of Mark, not enough? Why not take him with you? Each of Mark's audio CD series are at least 4 hours of Bible teaching, laughing, and learning that you can listen to wherever you are, at work, in your car, or at home. Topics include men and women.
We live in a culture that's completely clueless and believes in all kinds of nonsense. You need to know something. The key to a successful marriage is not finding the right person. It's doing the right thing.
Family issues.
Men need to be involved with their children. Children need the challenge and the risk that men offer to them.
And even verse-by-verse Bible studies. All with Mark Gunger's humor and sometimes outrageous take on the subject at hand. To see all of the series available and order your copy today, log on to laughyourway.com or call 866-52-LAUGH. Order now at laughyourway.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUsKids, and the Ad Council.
I did no wrong from right till you came around. So baby, come around. Please keep coming around. There's nothing like the light of you. You've amazed me with the things you do. I'll do anything you want me to. Don't ever leave me alone. Yeah, yeah. And you can use me.
Sing it up.
Any way that you enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
You know how to groove me.
Kind of
groove
feel it, like man. I'm with my mom in a car when she was dancing.
What's that?
I said, I kind of feel like I'm in a car with my mom right now.
Oh, I do that
right
to my
now,
kids all the time.
And I'm feeling
start
like,
grooving.
Stop it. You're embarrassing me, because now people can see us. And I'm like,
yes,
please.
I'm embarrassing you. Because I dance like Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yes, just all you're missing is the heel kick.
Yes, and I could do that if I was standing. Mm-hmm. Okay, this email is about a Facebook concern.
All right.
My husband is a professor at a community college, and he allows his past and present students to be his friends. He says he feels bad rejecting anybody. He is obviously loved by most of his students, and he has had a great impact in many of their lives. He has many female students that will tell him how wonderful he is and how they miss his class. He even allowed an ex-girlfriend to be his friend. on his Facebook, he doesn't mention that he's married and doesn't have any pictures of me. He does have pictures of his kids. People have asked me why I'm not on his Facebook and why he has all these other girls. I don't want to pretend we have a great relationship on Facebook either. I feel very uncomfortable with this. We don't have a great relationship, and I don't want to tell him to do anything because he's very stubborn. I need to be careful in how I tell him things. They've been married for 15 years.
Enabler. Mm-hmm. Enabler. She's an enabler.
Yep.
I don't want to tell him. I don't want to tell him to do the right thing. That's why he treats you like crap.
He's stubborn.
It's very simple. He treats you this way because you let him. Mm-hmm. Your problem.
Well, she says, I don't want to force it too much.
No, listen. She thinks her problem's her husband. She needs to look in the mirror. There's your problem. Right there. Look in the mirror. Right there. That little face you see, that's your problem. Okay? You have no self-esteem. You are weak. And I'm telling you, my wife.
Oh, there would be hell to pay.
There's no way.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Who, I mean, who does? Anybody in a great marriage? Or even.
Well, she says they don't have a great marriage. But you know what?
But wait a minute, I should back up. Not anyone. There's people in crappy marriages who still wouldn't tolerate that.
Exactly.
The woman wouldn't tolerate that.
Nope.
No, you can't do that. What do you mean I can't? You can't do that. You can't just put, why am I not listed as your wife on your Facebook page? You want to come across as single to
apparently
all these people?
Apparently so.
This is, oh my gosh, I'd kick him out of the house.
You want to be single? There you are.
There you go.
There you have it. There you
go. She states that the relationship is not that good.
No, listen to me. Her fear, she's afraid.
She's afraid that if she says something,
this is a woman who's afraid. Mm-hmm. And she won't do what we're saying because she's afraid. Mm-hmm. And she won't kick him out of the house because she's afraid.
But I'm saying
she'll be all by herself.
It's as bad
and now
as it
she
is
won't,
because
I won't
of
be able
her.
To support myself. Whatever her reasons, at the end of the day, this is a woman driven by fear.
Do you agree with the statement, though?
What?
She says that what'd she say? The relationship's what?
She said we don't have a great relationship.
Yeah. But it's not necessarily because of him.
Great,
it's because of her
wait a
enabling
minute.
This.
Great. Describe great. What does she think? Who has a great relationship?
Me.
Very few people have great. I mean, they're just great.
Oh yeah.
Most. I'm just saying. I'm glad
week.
You do. I'm just saying. Most people would not. But I'm just saying. Most people who have, they're solid marriages.
Yeah.
Do a lot of people use that word "great" to describe their marriages?
Some people do, and some people do have great. But there's a lot of people
but
who don't have.
But what does it mean when they
I
say?
I don't
great?
Know. What does she mean? We don't have a great marriage. Who knows what she's talking about? I mean, you don't have a great relationship. Is he unfaithful to you? Is he?
Well, I asked her if that he had any history of being unfaithful. She said no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's afraid. He's doing something inappropriate that's very hurtful to her, and she's too afraid to confront him on it. She'll email us about it, total strangers, but she won't talk to her own husband.
Well, she says outright, I don't want to force it too much.
Because she's
afraid.
Oh,
honey, I'd be forcing it.
Oh, my gosh, we'd absolutely force it.
I promise you I'd be forcing it.
Forcing it, something like that, my wife does, go sleep on the couch. Mm-hmm. When you want to start letting the world know you're actually married, mm-hmm. Let me know. I'm telling you, girl, mm-hmm. most women who have solid self would never tolerate that. I'm telling you, just I could tell right away, by the way, she's phrasing this. There's a woman who's an enabler. She's lacks self-esteem, lacks self-confidence, and walks around in fear. So, unless, here's the thing. Me yelling at someone who's full of fear doesn't help them. Mm-mm. But that's all I can offer you at this point. I don't have time to counsel you through your fear. You need to go get some help. Go get counseling. But the short answer is your problem's you.
Yes.
It's not him. Great. It's you.
In years past, this would have been me. I would have been too afraid to force it.
And how'd that work out for
you? It didn't work out well.
That's my point, though.
It didn't work out well.
She's the reason why things are the way they are.
Yeah. No, I would have been afraid to say anything.
I'm telling you, 99% of the people across America right now who think their problem is their husband is, in fact, their problem is them. Mm-hmm. And they don't understand that because they are so fearful to lay down any lines. That you put a man in a relationship where there are no lines and he can do anything he wants to do, they corrupt themselves.
Yes. And if you start trying to lay down lines, they will be very mean and angry and try to bully you, and you're so afraid that you back down.
Yeah, here's a situation. And I know this lady, and a lot of people will not grasp this. Mm-hmm. There are people who would think, like this lady here, oh, gee, my husband, I don't have a good marriage. Gee, if she was married to a guy like me, she'd have a great marriage. But let's swap the situation around. Why swap around here? But let's just pretend.
Well, I know what would happen.
Here's what happened. Now, I'm married to this lady, and her husband's married to my wife.
Yes.
I promise you, he would not be doing that, and I would.
Yes,
correct.
Because you would, she would still be saying,
"I can do. I'll be able to do anything. I'll do anything I want to do, and I can do inappropriate things. I'll get myself in trouble, even though I'm a person of faith, and then I'll feel guilty and bad about it. Why? Because I'll have a wife who gives me no lines at all.
Yep.
When you get in a relationship, this idea. See, these are people who think about unconditional love. You know, unconditional. Yep. You can do anything you want. You cannot have a good marriage where there are no rules and no lines. Right. You can't do it.
No.
People who teach that you can are full of caca. Straight up. Ah, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Move on.
Okay.
Irritates me. Too early today to get irritated.
Okay. We'll see if this one irritates you as well.
Probably will.
Probably.
My ex-husband, who had stopped attending our church years before we were even separated or divorced, has decided now that he has a girlfriend, it's the opportune time to begin showing up again. Are you tracking with me?
Yes.
Okay. The people in the church who know him realize he's likely doing it for attention. To this point, things have been as amicable as possible between us, but it's just awkward for my church family and for me. I figure if I say something to him at all, even if I say it politely, he wins by getting a reaction from me. My pastor thinks it will either blow over and he will stop coming if we ignore the matter, or we will someday be able to consider this as normal and all will eventually embrace it if we ignore it.
That's because your pastor's a wuss.
She says, is ignoring it right, or does his seemingly blatant attempt to create a stumbling block to my worship call for a gentle thump in the head with my Bible?
Have you ever seen a Ken doll?
A Ken doll, yes.
You pull down the pants?
Yes.
And we call them smoothies.
Yes.
There's nutting there.
Nutting there.
Nutting there.
If you pull down your pastor's pants.
Please do
which we're not asking you
pull
to
down
go do.
Your pastor's
if you pull
pants,
down your pastor's pants.
Please don't.
It will look like a Ken doll. There's nothing there. He's one of these guys who's just afraid
of conflict.
The
pastor needs to go up to the dude
and say,
"Oh,
are you kidding me?
Dude, what are you doing? You haven't been here. You weren't going when you were married. Now you show up with the girlfriend. You need to find someplace else to go."
That's what a normal, healthy pastor would do. He is a wuss. Straight up. He's a wuss. He's a wuss and a chicken and a coward.
A wuss and a chicken and a coward.
He is. A wuss and a chicken and a coward.
That sounds like a kid's song.
A wuss and a chicken and a coward.
He did attend in the beginning, though. He stopped coming.
He stopped years before they were even separated or divorced.
Listen to the pastor. He says, oh, maybe it'll just blow over.
Yeah.
Or it'll become normal. And then we'll all be okay with it.
We'll just accept it.
Here's a man who's clueless. He's just clueless.
So we have two men that come in holding hands.
No, here's my
advice. Thing, and we'll just let it go over.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll just accept it.
It might become normal.
Yeah, here's my advice, dear. If you have a pastor that clueless, go to a different church. Just go to a different church. You know, or confront the pastor, you know. Or
yeah,
the elders.
That
or
pastor.
You know.
Somebody
he's
else.
It doesn't sound like she would win
go
anyways.
Go somewhere else. You're not going to fix him.
Yeah.
Some people are just, they're just, how dumb can you be?
I don't know. It'll just be normal. Well, the guy, he needs somebody to knock him upside the head. What are you doing showing up here with a
minimum,
girlfriend?
Yeah, at a minimum, I said, dude, your wife is still here. Your wife, the woman that you were married to in this church,
yes.
Now you're also going to come back with a new wife? This is rude. This is inappropriate.
It's just rude.
Okay? And anybody who does that, if you used to go to a church with a man or a woman that you're married mm-hmm. to, and it falls apart, whatever stupid reason you have, and now you find, don't go back to that church. I mean, of all the terrible... I mean, I'd say, look, this is a bad example for the young people around here. Because
mm-hmm.
what it says to them is, it doesn't really matter.
That's
you
a
can
really
divorce.
Good point.
And you can just start over again.
Really good
At
point.
At least you people who've been down this rat hole have enough sense, go to a different church. And if your church doesn't have enough sense to point that out, then you go to a different church. You should not be in the same church at this point. All right, see ya!
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!